It was a strange second half. I think it'd be hard to compare the 2 weeks. Kansas City made some incredible plays on third down in the second half and stayed on the field for a long time. I guess we had the ball twice in the second half and had some long downs and distances in one scenario where we got it, we converted it, and then had a third down stop, and then had a good drive for a field goal, which was significant because it made them have to score a touchdown just to tie. I think that changes an offense's thinking when it's going in for a tie as opposed to going in for the win. So that was good enough. Sure, we're always looking to play that perfect four-quarter game. It's something we'll keep striving for. We talked about it. I think it just depends on what their third down situation was. And since we had a third down positive play for us where we had a little momentum, I felt good about the decision, too, to keep the pressure on them without having a timeout, keep them from having a chance to go over, visit with their coaches, get everybody exactly on the same page. When you have to huddle up and the crowd was as loud as it was, I think that puts a lot of pressure on the offense. I thought that was the right move by Coach Fox. Yeah, I mean, it's part of football. I've been in games before like that. Certainly on third down, you get excited when it's third and long. You start warming up and you're getting ready to get out there. And they were making some plays on third and longs. And our defense was hanging in there and obviously maybe bending a little bit, but certainly not breaking those long drives and not giving them points on two of them. I thought that was significant. So certainly a lot of things we can learn from on this film, and that's what we'll start doing tomorrow. I'm probably the wrong guy to ask that question too. I kind of look at offensively what we're trying to do. We're always trying to have few penalties. The game's hard enough, first and 10, second 10, but when you're having the first and 15s and first and 20s, those are hard to overcome. So those are things we can correct. Certainly anytime you have a touchdown called back because of a penalty, that's disheartening because it's a huge swing, 14-point swing potentially. And look, those are things we can correct. And we have offensive goals every week, and one of those goals is to have a few penalties, and that's something we can certainly improve on. Yeah, it doesn't really matter, I guess, my opinion of it. We have our own goals and what we're trying to accomplish. Certainly offensively we have our goals. Defensively we have our goals. We're playing a lot of good football teams. We played two really good teams, two playoff teams off the bat. Feel fortunate to win those games. Have another tough game next week as well. So it's still, kind of the goals that you set and the offensive philosophies that you have. If you can achieve those goals, those usually can lead to, positive results. And so we're hitting some of those goals and some things we can do a little better job of. I felt like it. I thought Monte ran hard. I thought CJ gave us a nice little change of pace. And there were some nice little holes in there. And when we could run the ball, that was kind of, I think, keeping them a little bit off balance with, could we drop back and pass? Could we run some play action? The first play of the game was a play action long pass. And so anytime, like I've always said, you can kind of have three options, drop back, play action, or run game, that keeps puts a lot of pressure on the defense. And so that's something that we want to continue to develop run game-wise. And I thought both backs ran hard. Well, yeah, certainly. I mean, Coach Fox has proven that he is not afraid to go for it on fourth down. And so you're looking to try to get him fourth and, reasonable, where at least he has to make a decision. And so we had a pass play called, and, sometimes defenses will pressure you in that situation, not give you the eight-man coverage. And in that particular case, they dropped a bunch of guys in coverage looking for a pass, and so we changed the run play. And you're hoping to maybe get, 5 yards, 10 yards. You don't expect to get, almost 19-something yards. And then Coach Fox, usually tells Adam, during the course of the series, based on field position, hey, you're in four down territory. And I think with that positive play, we had the momentum. It was nice to go for it on fourth down and get it. I wish we could have stayed on the field after that with another third down conversion. But it was a huge job flipping field position with that run by Monte. Yeah, heck of a catch. Got him in man-to-man coverage and in the slot. And obviously, that's he's such a big body and actually pretty good coverage. And just try to put it in a spot where only DT could get it. And he makes that catch a lot. And that's just that's a catch that only a couple guys can make, and he's one of them. And because of his size, athletic ability, his ability to jump, is a big reason why he made that catch. Well, I guess I was disappointed. You know, certainly you think you have a chance to put the game away with that kind of play, but I thought heck of a job by our defense. You know, a play like that can be, you know, disheartening, where it's a huge momentum shift for them. So the fact that we held them even after that play, thought that was significant for our defense. It's certainly an option for us on offense. I don't know who's going to come out of the game. Might have to send two guys out of the game to put Terrence in there. You know, they might call you for too many men on the field. So. Believe it or not, I have thrown some passes to him in practice, and he does have good hands. I will vouch for that. High school receiver, he says.